Nehemiah 4. As I said yesterday, I'm growing very fond of Nehemiah. I'm not going to read the whole of the chapter because it's quite long, but I'm just going to highlight some bits of it. Basically, this passage is about opposition to the rebuilding. It's not surprising that obviously he was trying to take some new ground and people were not happy. And so basically people were coming against him and mocking him and saying, you're never going to do it. It's a stupid idea. You're weak. You can't rebuild the walls. And I just want to highlight a few verses. The first one is verse 6, where it says, so we rebuilt the wall till all of it reached half its height, for the people worked with all their heart. And I love that passage, that verse, because it truly gives a picture of why these people were doing it. They were doing it because it was on their heart. And although it hadn't reached the full height, they'd still given their all, and that's actually what mattered. And so I think when I thought about that, I thought about the fact that maybe it doesn't matter how high the wall is, but maybe what matters more is what's the attitude of our heart. And so in doing that, they had worked with all their heart. And so God honoured that. And then obviously they became aware that the enemy actually wanted to attack them physically. And so he had this very practical way of stationing some people on the lowest points of the wall to protect the people that were working so that the work could keep on going on. And I just love the way that he keeps on reminding them about how amazing their Lord is. And he says, don't be afraid of the people that are attacking you. Remember the Lord who is great and awesome, and fight for your brothers and sons and your daughters and your wives and your homes. I mean, it's like a real like rally call. Don't forget, you know, it's a bit like a presidential speech or something, isn't it? Like, don't forget, you know, remember you're doing this for your wives and your daughters and your homes. Stand against the enemy. Remember the Lord is great and awesome. Wonderful words, really inspiring. And then what he did was something really, really practical. He said, from that day on, half of my men did the work while the other half were equipped with spears, shields, bows and armour. The officers posted themselves behind all the people of Judah who were building the wall. Those who carried materials did their work with one hand and held a weapon in the other. And each of the builders wore his sword at his side as he worked. But the man who sounded the trumpet stayed with me. This is, I mean, amazing. Basically, I love the imagery of the people working and concentrating on the task at hand, however being prepared for battle at all times. And I think that's just a really obvious comparison with what we're doing all the time, which is basically we keep on doing the job at hand, however, never being unaware that the enemy prowls around and we need to have our spear and our shield by our side at all times. And it might seem the most mundane task. It might seem like all we're doing is putting one brick in one wall and that we don't need to be that protected because we're not out there. We're not up there on the high ramparts. However, he did it for everybody. Everybody did that. So I think the real challenge for me was, are you prepared to do your bit of the wall while holding a spear in your hand or a sword in your hand? However, there was the man who had the trumpet who stayed with the main vision holder. So if there was danger, he could sound the trumpet and everyone would know. So it wasn't that everyone had their heads down and couldn't see that the enemy was coming. There was somebody overseeing the whole thing. And if there was danger, he would sound the trumpet. This is what I'm led to believe. I am not skilled in warfare at that time, I can promise you. However, this is what I seem to be able to get. And I just think it's wonderful. Nehemiah did not just give the vision and then let them get on with them. He gave the vision, he gave them a battle plan, and he protected them, and he watched out for them, and he did all those things. And it was a very long, steady process, and he saw it all the way through to the end. And I just love it. He talks about have every man and his helper stay inside Jerusalem at night so they can serve as guards by day and work guards by night and workmen by day. I mean, he was determined to get this wall done no matter what. And I'm sure he was always having to tell people not to be afraid, keep on going, remember the Lord. And I just think it's a wonderful visual image of any work that anybody's doing for the Lord, to keep on encouraging those, remembering God's faithfulness, however, reminding them that they have to protect themselves with the shield of the Lord. So that was my challenge to myself this morning. Did I have both the work and the protection in both hands? Okay, that's it for this morning. I'll pray for everyone out there in the fields building their little walls, and then we'll do housekeeping. Lord, I pray for the particular bit of the wall that each one of us has to do. Lord, I pray that we might be aware that the enemy does stalk us. It comes upon us and it charges us. However, Lord, you are our ultimate protection. And Lord, we need to remember that at all times, that we have nothing to fear. In your name, amen.